Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and you are listening to Shine On here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you for joining me today. Today on the show, I think I am going to go with a Shindig showcase, for it is Shindig season here at CITR. What that means is, essentially, there is a annual Battle of the Bands that happens every first semester, so every fall, and it goes into the winter, and it's essentially three bands each night every Tuesday for 9 or 10 weeks, and one band wins each night, and eventually there is semifinals in January, and then, of course, finals. And it's really, really fun here at CITR. And there's tons of great music that we all get to learn about. So it's really cool. So on that note, I thought today I would play some of the bands that are playing in the competition this year. Some bands that have already played and some bands that are playing in the next couple of weeks. Tonight is night 4 of Shindig, so you should go. It's going to be great. And there's lots of fun bands playing. So, just to kick it off here, I am going to start out with Francesca Belcourt. She is a local lady who will be playing Shindig on December 8th. So, if you enjoy this, you should probably go see her that night. So yeah, this is Francesca Belcourt, and this is the song Tizzy.
Can come round me. You won't, it's just me.
CITR and Stomp Records proudly present The Real Mackenzies live at the Rickshaw, Friday, November 13th. With extra special guests, The Brains, The Isotopes, Lost Kung Fu Monkeys, and Rude City Riot. Come celebrate Stomp Records' 20th anniversary in style with good music, good friends, and great times. Hit up stomprecords.com for more info, music, and swag.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
So, what do you think so far? Pretty good, hey? There are a lot of really great bands that play at Shindig every year, and it's fun because there's always new ones, and you really get to experience and discover a lot of really great music, which is really the whole point of Shindig. So what we were listening to there, just now we heard the band Soft Haze with the song Love Song Number 5, and that was off of their album Too Human, which was just released this September. Really cool sound. I definitely want to check them out when they play Shindig. Again, they're called Soft Haze, and they will be playing on November 24th, so two Tuesdays from now. Really cool. That whole album is really great. And then before that, we heard the band Pale Red with the song Time's a Blob, which is a great song name, in my opinion. That's why I chose that one. Pale Red is a really cool band who I first heard about at last year's Shindig. They were a contestant last year. And for me and for my friends that went and saw them at that show last year, we all agreed that they were really, really a great band and deserved recognition. And so I'm really glad that they came back to Shindig this year. So Pale Red, they will be playing next week, November 17th at Shindig. Really cool. Really excited to see them again. That was off of a little EP that they released called Untitled EP. And it's not the best quality recording, but they have a little note on their Bandcamp just humbly asking for some money so they can record a higher quality album, I suppose. Local music, it's great. So, sorry, and then before that, we were listening to Francesca Belcourt with the song Tizzy, and that was off of her album Hush Hush. Really, really cool, very different sound, but very, very tight and refined sound. So she's been like kind of blowing up a little bit lately in the local scene. She had a little feature in Discorder not too long ago. And I'm excited to see her play. She has a very unique sound, and it's cool when you see different genres represented at Shindig. So yeah, that will be really cool. More on Shindig. So it takes place at Pat's Pub, which is located at 403 East Hastings. It is a really cool place, very chill, cheap beer, lots of space. So doors are at 8 o'clock every Tuesday, and the first band will play at either 9 or 9:30. We were told 9:30, but on the Facebook event, it does say 9 o'clock. So I would just get there early, just in case, if you do want to catch all the bands. Doors are at 8. Cover is $6, and that's pretty reasonable for 3 bands and good times. Also, a fun part is Jokes for Beer, which is exactly what it sounds like. So there's a segment in the night where people can jump on stage and tell a joke, and if the audience collectively agrees that it is a good joke and it is funny, and the audience doesn't get to the punchline before the teller does, then that person will get a free beer, which is awesome. So come with jokes in mind, and it's going to be a great time. The bands playing tonight are Critics, Hill Beast, and Winona Forever. I play in Critics, so if you're interested in that, maybe you could come see us play. Support local music! Yay! And also, Winona Forever is great. I'm going to play them next, actually. And Hill Beast, also cool. So I'm excited to play with them and to hear them, and it's going to be great. On to the music. So I will play Winona Forever now. I'm going to play a couple tracks off of this little EP that they have because they're not super long, and I really like it. So, yeah, I'm going to do it. So this is the band Winona Forever, which is a great name, by the way. And included in their special thanks on their Bandcamp is, of course, Winona Ryder. So that's really great. Clearly very passionate. So this is Winona Forever. I'm going to play the song Cell Phone first, and then after that I will play Rock and Roll Fight Club, which, again, just great name. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Boyfriend is cool and I'm way too high. One last grasp for normalcy, but I guess that's just not me.
Right Honorable W.L. Mackenzie King, Prime Minister of Canada, speaking from Ottawa.
There is no home in Canada, no family, and no individual whose fortunes and freedom are not bound up in the present struggle.
This Remembrance Day, CITR presents At Home and Overseas. More than two dozen Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Wednesday, November 11th, from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Or look for the podcast at citr.ca.
You're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine,
fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. So we were just listening to the band Opposite Shore, and that was the song World Series. That was just played off their SoundCloud. I don't know too much about them, but really great sound, quite jammy. So Opposite Shore, of course, all of these bands are local because they are all taking part in Shindig. So yeah. But Opposite Shore will be playing, Opposite Shore already played, last week. So that was on the 3rd. They played, unfortunately did not win, but that's not the point. Here we are, playing their music. So that's really what is important about it, to be cheesy. Yeah, so Opposite Shore, I hope that they continue to do stuff, and I would like to see them live. Cool. And then before that, I played the band Winona Forever, and I played a couple songs off of their EP called Yacht Rock. The first song there was Cell Phone, and the second one was Rock and Roll Fight Club. And to me, they have a very Mac DeMarco-ish sound with their guitar work and the tones, and it feels very Mac DeMarco to me, which is cool. And I think it's funny that the second song that I played there is called Rock and Roll Fight Club. I don't know if that is an actual, if that's an actual tie, if that's an actual thing that they were going for. But it's funny because Mac DeMarco has a song called Rock and Roll Nightclub. So it's like, what's going on here? But I like that because it's mysterious and it's cool. Yeah, so that was the band Winona Forever. And they're playing tonight. I'm very excited to see them. Again, if you're interested, the bands tonight are Critics, Hillbeast, and Winona Forever, starting at either 9 or 9:30, and then 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30, respectively. And it should all be wrapped up by 12:30, 1-ish, I think. Yeah, it's going to be a great night. So come out if you don't have anything to do. I'm going to play one more song, and then I think I'm going to chat with some people who are doing some fun stuff out in the atrium of the sub right now. So, yes, I'm going to play... actually, I'm going to play a couple songs by ATSI, which is a really great band who is playing Shindig on December 8th. And they are from UBC, and they're some of my friends, and they're great. So I'm going to play a couple songs off of their EP Bleak Tropics. I'm going to start it with Never That, and then I'm going to play Sober, and then we'll chat with some people, and it'll be great. So thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back, everyone. So that was pretty cool. Hey, that was the band ATSI off of their album Bleak Tropics. And I played a couple songs there. So that was Never That to start. And just now we heard Sober. Really, really cool. So I am joined now in the studio with Alex.
Hi, Shay.
Hey,
hello,
how's it going?
Everyone. Going well.
Cool. Have you been on the radio before?
Like once when I was like 8. Does that really count? Probably not.
CITR's mellow though. So there is quite a large event happening just outside of CITR right now in the atrium of the sub. Do you want to just explain what's going on?
Yeah, so hashtag UBC hotline bling, am I right? So basically right now, collaboration between the calendar, AMS events, and Dive into UBC. We're basically running a UBC Hotline Bling campaign where we're trying to get as many students to come out and film a 10-second clip of their own Hotline Bling dance to replicate the video. Hilarious. We have turtlenecks. But I guess the whole goal of this is to film as many videos as we can so that we can tweet him directly for 12 hours straight. If we get 144 videos, we can tweet him every 5 minutes for 12 hours, but we think we can up that and fill and tweet him every 3 minutes, so that'll be like 200 and something. So yeah, we're here all day and tomorrow.
It's ambitious, hey?
Yeah, quite ambitious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did this all get started?
So, you know, for Drake to come to campus, I mean, it's been a thing for quite a while now. And I guess when Hotline Bling went viral, we thought it would be a cool idea just to, like, humor that, because, you know, it's already, you know, a thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're always looking for ways to bring campus together. I mean, we kind of are seeing this as kind of like what the lip dub was, Harlem Shake was.
Just the lip dub was epic.
Yeah, it really was. And so just kind of like a uniting thing. It's a shit time right now. Am I allowed to say shit on the air?
Totally, man. It's
awesome.
Fine.
November sucks for everyone. And it just kind of like boosts morale, you know? Like, it's a hilarious thing.
Totally.
Like, yeah.
It's awesome. And yeah, there's quite a few people out there. It's quite packed. So it's sweet. I'm glad you got a good turnout.
Thank you.
And it's going to be happening all day.
Absolutely. All day and tonight at the Pit and tomorrow at Pit Night, which is Drake themed.
Crazy.
Hotline Bling will play every hour in the Pit.
That's awesome. Sweet. So is the whole Drake Pit Night, is that actually part of it as well? Is that?
Yeah. So definitely.
Cool. And it just started up today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Well, we actually started filming clubs that we invited to come yesterday, just to kind of like put together a promo video for today.
Cool.
And that was awesome.
Yeah. Sweet. Is there anything else that you want to tell the people about it?
Yeah, I guess like shout out to our videographer, Colin Williams. He's a videographer with us at the calendar and he has been working like day and night. I don't know if anyone gets a chance to like go into the actual like set, the box that we built. It is crazy in there. It's so disorientating because of all the lights. Like even being in there for like the 10 seconds I was to film my video, once I came out, I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So shout out to him for being in that box for like all day today.
Wow. Is he the only videographer in there today?
So no, he's a lead videographer.
Okay.
But also want to shout out to our set designer, Hassan. Like there are so many people in this project who like have been working so hard to make this a thing. And just glad to, you know,
see it come to life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they really need to be recognized for what they put
totally.
In.
Yeah, totally. Because they're going to be in there all day working, hey?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really sweet of them. All volunteer, of course.
All volunteer, yeah.
Yeah, students are awesome, man.
Students are great when they want to be.
When they want to be at moments. Completely. That's awesome. Cool. Well, yeah, everyone, you should definitely come and stop by and see what's
going on in here, because it's pretty huge. And I mean, your guys' heart is in the right place. You clearly, that's just passion coming together.
Yeah.
I hope he comes.
the
optimist in me is...
Quite a fun fact, the director, Director X, who actually filmed the original Hotline Bling video, is in Vancouver right now. So we're... I think we're about to tweet him and invite him to come on set today. That would be hilarious.
That'd be epic.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay, so this was calendar AMS events and Dive into UBC. Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, good job, Alex, on behalf of everyone else. And yeah, I hope you all, or I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much.
For Drake to come.
Are you gonna come
you?
Film your video? Yes, you are.
Oh yeah.
Right after this, we have turtlenecks.
I guess I probably have to now. Alrighty. Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to play another song for y'all. What should I play? Okay. This is a band called the Psychic Alliance, and they're super, super weird, but I love it. They're going to be playing Shindig as well on the last night. So that'll be December 15th. Super sarcastic, which I'm obviously always into. So yeah, this is the Psychic Alliance with the song Skidoo Bop. Thank you, Alex, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're always welcome. Okay, thanks everyone.
She'd appear, little lips shaking. Mama gonna stir some cotton batten in my ear. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I'm right, but I'm a coming home tonight. The Wikipedia don't lie, but an eye for an eye, and why I'm not crying over you, I'm not. Kept him afloat. He boasts and gloats about it, yeah. But now the years are strange, have rearranged our names. And I'm not crying over you, I'm not. Time's gonna take its toll for every little kiss you stole. I wish you well, but life is hell. Take everything you got.
I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some nice talking that anonymous, like, private sense in your podcast. I mean, I think I can talk and that's good enough.
Fight or flight music sometimes. For things that are not alright.
I just...
Radio essays and travesties. Radio catechisms. Half-baked philosophy and criticism. Experimental beat music. Avant-garde. Post-punk. Industrial. Noise ad nauseum. Cue it up.
Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Cool. So, we were just listening to the band The Gins, and that was the song Taking Shots. So the Gins are playing Shindig next week as well with Pale Red. So that is November 17th, next Tuesday. Before that, we heard the band The Psychic Alliance with the song Skidoo Bop. And that's off of the album Psychedelic Hamster. I'm a big fan of this. I've listened to pretty much all of the songs just today, this morning. But this album is hilarious. So this is a local band, and they are quite tight. Like, they're obviously musically talented, and they have a cool sound. But this album, Psychedelic Hamster, on their Bandcamp, were, to quote them, it says... recorded as a satirical reflection of the inherent dumbness of rock music in the postmodern zeitgeist. So, yeah. Awesome. Super, like, again, super sarcastic, which I enjoy. And I just love that concept. I love the, like, making a whole album. There are 18 tracks, although a lot of them are, like, less than 30 seconds long. But nonetheless, recording an entire album quite well, and it all be satirical. I really enjoy that. So that is the Psychic Alliance, who are playing Shindig on the last night on December 15th. So yeah, obviously super into that. Cool. So I am just going to leave you with, I think, one more song, end the show a little bit early today so I can run to class. But yeah, so I mean, this has been a Shindig showcase. So obviously I'm going to say you should come to Shindig tonight. You should go to Shindig in in future nights. It takes place every Tuesday at Pat's Pub, 8 o'clock, $6. And it's always great and always something new, which is fun. And again, a little bit of shameless self-promotion. Our band Critics is playing tonight. It's going to be very fun. We're excited to play. And there's going to be bad banter. So, I mean, can't really go wrong, right? Yeah, so that is all I will say. I hope that everyone's doing okay with school. And I know November sucks. It's a bad month for school, but we can get through it together. And I mean, it's already just flying by, so it will all be okay. So I will leave you now with someone who has won a previous week of Shindig. It was actually last week. So this is Ichuda. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And so yeah, this is last week's Shindig winner. You will be able to see him perform in January at the semifinals. And have a great day, everyone. Rock out. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Are empty and the crowds have all gone home. I've passed a million houses, but there is no place where I belong. All I knew to give you was stand clay, and other children stop to take a look.